Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
I'm pretty sure Meatloaf is referencing buying pumpkin spice anything in the month of August when he's saying he won't do that.
Some of our fans are also saying that. No pumpkin spice in August from the 262, from the 414, way too early.
I say do you, whatever makes you happy. I'm going to try and hold off. As we welcome in our good friend, it's Tuesday. It's time to check in with Brewers.com writer, pumpkin spice Adam McKelvey. Hello, Adam.
I'm watching the Beckham documentary right now, the David Beckham, so you're getting a lot of posh spice in that one.
It's a very different kind of spice. Is it too early for the pumpkin spice? Are you down for it in August?
Well, no, it's way too early. And I'm only old man on my lawn, get off my lawn about a couple of things, and that's definitely one of them. I saw the Reese's pumpkins. I guess I was a little excited about that. I think the Reese's pumpkins are the best shape of Reese's.
That's a very interesting take.
I was just going to
ask
you.
You got the trees, you got the eggs, the pumpkins.
Okay. I was just going to ask you which spice you would be, but then maybe you already answered it. Old man spice?
Just old spice? Well, like the deodorant?
No, old man spice.
Hopefully no one from the press box is listening, because I feel like that one might stick.
Oh.
Okay, well, hopefully not.
Okay, you can blame me.
Unfortunately, the Brewers, not a win last night. So coming into the your segment here, Adam, I had a comment from Pat Murphy following last night's game. So if Freddie Peralta is looked at as the ace of the Brewers staff, and I think he's certainly the most accomplished, he's an all-star, right? He's got the resume and belongs near the top of any rotation. But has he been the Freddie of old? And is there a lot of confidence with him moving forward? This team looks like it'll be a playoff team. If he's the guy starting game one of a postseason series, is that confidence still there?
Look, I think you asked a couple of different questions that have probably different answers. I would say, is he having the year that he's had previously? The answer to that is no. The fastball Freddie, where he strikes out double digits every game, is not there this year. And on the other side, I would say what he's done is made every start. And, you know, that sounds simple, and it sounds like he's expected to do more. But on a team that has had, 17 different starting pitchers, no Woodruff, obviously no Burns, no Wade Miley, who was supposed to be a steady guy in there, no Robert Gasser, who came up and gave him a good jolt as a rookie, you know, to make every start and deliver 5, 6, sometimes 7 innings every time is really important in the way that the whole team fits together. So I think it's fair to say, Freddie Peralta like the ace they had, like, would have loved him to be this year? He's not pitched like that. But there seems to be like this growing chorus of it's social media people who say he's having a terrible year. I mean, just he's not having a terrible year. His ERA is 4.11. That's not Freddie Peralta quality, but he's giving them innings. They're 14-10 when he takes the mound. He's doing his job, and he is really intent, I would say, based on what he told us last night, on kind of, you know, getting that deep breath and pushing hard down the stretch, because he really badly wants to be that guy to lead the way and be the number one that you're dying to hand the ball in game one of a postseason series.
I don't think I would normally ask this next question, but Milwaukee has changed it a little bit, so I'm going to. So tonight, the Dodgers are here, LA Dodgers here, playing the Brewers. So they're coming to our home turf. Are there any stars to be on the lookout for? And I ask this because, as I said, Milwaukee is changing a bit. We just saw Kim Kardashian come for Summerfest. Any of these LA peeps going to come up our way?
Well, you know, you got Bob Uecker up there in his seat in the radio booth. That's a good one.
Well, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure, though, that Rob Lowe, I'm trying to think of who we always see at Dodger Stadium.
Lowe sounds familiar. From
Entertainment Tonight.
are you thinking about Mario Lopez?
No, not the woman who hosted Entertainment Tonight for all those years. She's always behind home
like
plate.
Mary Hart or something like that?
No.
But back in there.
Yeah. Who hosted WrestleMania with Uecker once. And really? Andre the Giant gave her a scare and just kind of messing around as they did. And Uke had to coax her out to do the show. Uke's got a great story about Mary Hart. So that's a good one. The late Larry King we used to see in L.A., but I don't think Rob Lowe is chartering his private jet to American Family.
Well, it seems like a missed opportunity, right, with the food scene developing in Milwaukee like it has been. You know, I caught the back end of a home run call last night. I got into my car as Mookie Betts hit one that hasn't landed yet. And I only heard a little bit, like I heard gone and I heard the crowd roar. I was like, oh, great, the Brewers are on top here. It did sound like there were quite a bit of Dodgers fans in attendance last night, Adam. And even walking around our 3rd Street Market Hall, saw a lot of Dodgers gear in the market hall yesterday.
Well, I think a lot of that, Greg, is the Shohei Ohtani effect. Because I know personally some, you know, some friends who have young kids who just absolutely love Shohei Ohtani and were there last night to see Ohtani. And they got to see him hit a home run I don't think we've ever seen before. A pitch off the plate outside to a left-handed hitter who hit it the opposite way, 424 feet. Maybe there's been a home run like that from a left-handed hitter in this ballpark. I just don't remember it. It was something that was really impressive, and he did it with ease. He, as Garrett Mitchell said last night, is an absolute unicorn because he does things that you just don't see from other players. And I think that effect is so global, and you know, you get fans who come to see Shohei and cheer for him, and he, you know, he did his thing last night.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, because I can't remember if it was early this morning when I was coming in or if it was last night walking out of work, but right here in 3rd Street Market Hall, I actually took note of somebody in an Ohtani jersey.
Yeah, and you saw a lot of them last night. And I think some of it's even local fans who just appreciate his game. He's a special player. You know, of course he landed with the Dodgers with enough money to buy his own team, which is pretty typical. But look, Pat Murphy also made the point last night. Like, the Brewers made that a ball game, and they've played good games against – they've played the Dodgers tough, I think. The Dodgers have given the Brewers trouble over the years, for sure. But the Brewers had played them tough, and I do think they – you know, it's a different universe that these teams live in. The Dodgers can sign Shohei Ohtani and Mookie Betts for, you know, contracts that are out of the realm for – most major league teams, they're playing in different pools, and yet they swim in the same pool when these series happen. And the Brewers, I think, feel like they've done a good job of giving the Dodgers a game. They've run into them a lot. And look, there's a chance when you look at the way things are lined up that they're going to wind up having to go through the Dodgers again. And the top of that lineup is really, really difficult.
Playoff preview, perhaps tonight. It is game two of a four-game series. I have seen the Braves here the last week or so, Adam. I've seen the Dodgers now last night. I'm just wondering, like, which one of these teams will be the Brewers' first-round playoff opponent. I'm speaking that whole playoff thing into existence, but knowing there'll be a tough team on the other side.
Yeah, look, one thing I've been writing about the last couple of days is the Phillies, Dodgers, and Brewers, if you look at their records, are pretty close. The Brewers now dropped behind last night, and the Dodgers moved into the one seed. But the way baseball's playoffs work, you want to be a one or a two because you skip past that best of three series, which is dangerous under any circumstances. And the Brewers saw it last year where they lost to a hot D-backs team. So if you can get into that one or two, you know, that's a big advantage. And look, let's take a moment to realize how crazy it is that we're having this conversation, because when we started this, In what, late March probably, did we think that this Dodgers series was going to be a huge series where you're talking about, you know, the best or second best record in the National League? The Brewers have put themselves in a really good position with some super young players to do something special, and they're learning on the job as they did against Clayton Kershaw last night, but they're also in a really good position to play into October, which would be, I don't know that everyone called that going into the year.
Old Man Spice, always so knowledgeable. We appreciate you so much.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
We'll try and keep it running.
I'm scared here.
Okay, fair enough. Pumpkin Spice, Adam McKelvey joining us here on Wisconsin's Midday News. Thank you, Adam. We'll
Thanks,
talk to you again
Adam.
Soon.
Bye, guys.